Welcome to the Abundant Wellness with Andrea podcast, from surviving to thriving in mind, body, and spirit. Hey there, I'm Andrea Jones, registered nurse, functional hormone coach, inner healing and deliverance pastor, and most importantly, wife and mother of two beautiful girls. This podcast is really a conversation about how to discover and walk in an abundant life that God has laid out for us while processing what I call the messy middle, pain, and overcoming things in our life that are hard in order to nurture all of the parts of you so that you can walk in abundant wellness in all areas. So I'm going to be sharing with you today why addressing chronic stress patterns is vital to healing your hormones. And before you tune out completely, because this is kind of an oversaturated topic, and I know for myself, when I'm experiencing a lot of stress or maybe life stressors that I can't control or things that feel really big or overwhelming, I tend to want to tune that out because I feel like there's nothing I can do about it. But I want you to know that every woman has chronic stress. Every woman has stress, but how we manage that, how we choose to deal with it, actually can determine how our body moves through these different hormonal shifts that we have, whether or not our hormones are going to be negatively or positively impacted by that stress. And really, the whole goal of this particular episode is to give you some practical tools and strategies to address your chronic stress in a healthier way so that your hormones are less impacted. So let's break down the different types of stress that we have. And if you're listening, I just want you to kind of make a mental note of the negative thoughts that come forward when I'm talking about stress. Okay. So these are the things that I mentioned before, where it's like, well, I can't change, you know, the fact that my marriage is falling apart. I can't change the fact that my job is really stressful. I can't change, you know, my financial state. I can't change, blah, blah, blah. And so our automatic default is going to be to default to our most useful or easiest to grab coping mechanism. But that coping mechanism may not actually be serving you. So that coping mechanism for me during a period of really high stress with my daughter's Panda's diagnosis, with, you know, her meltdowns and sensory issues, was to grab myself a decaf cup of coffee that was full of sugar on the way home from dropping her off at school, because it was one of the only nice things that A, I could afford, and B, that felt like comforting and nourishing to me. Now, that particular habit doesn't really serve me now for my specific health goals. And I'm finding that I'm really having to dig into, why am I doing that particular habit? What is it serving me? Why am I leaning into that now when I don't really need that particular, you know, coping tool? So number one, we want to look at the things that we are doing to cope with our stress. So while I'm talking, I want you to think about your big life stressor right now. What are the top three things that are causing you the most stress? Maybe it's a child that doesn't sleep through the night. Maybe it's a behavioral issue that you're having, or a social developmental issue that you're having with one of your children at school. Maybe your spouse is struggling with mental health issues. Maybe you have a big project that's due and you don't know if you're going to like be able to complete it, right? It feels really overwhelming or stressful. And I want you to think about, what is your automatic response to addressing that stressor? What is the craving that you have in your body? What do you want to do? Do you want to go towards eating a bunch of food that maybe isn't healthy for you? Do you want to go towards, you know, doom scrolling on Instagram at nighttime instead of journaling and actually processing it out? Are you wanting to self-isolate? Like, what is the thing that you do to cope with those stressors that you have? So we can't change our habits if we don't understand our habits, right? We have to understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, if we really want to come up with an action plan for changing those habits. So now that we kind of have an idea of where we're at with our stressors, what our current stress response is, I want to break down for you, that was mainly talking about like the emotional stressors, but I want to break down for you the physical stressors that cause chronic stress within the body. They can cause chronically high cortisol, and lead to hormonal imbalances or make your hormonal imbalances worse. So that first one obviously is physical stress. I'm not talking about having to lift a car off of a child or something like that. I'm talking about the physical stress of being under constant stress. I'm also talking about the physical stress of things like undealt with infections. So things like SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, things like chronic inflammation, meaning, too much sugar in the diet, too many seed oils, too many toxins. Inflammation that comes primarily through food, lack of hydration, a lack of, poor liver metabolism, poor gallbladder function. All of those things actually, those cause physical stress on the body. They create a physiologically stressful in, excuse me, environment that can feel like, why am I not able to shift gears? Like, why is my stress response so high? Another reason for physical stress are things like mineral and nutrient imbalances. So, common mineral and nutrient imbalances like low iron, low ferritin, which have, their own whole different set of dysfunctions, right? There's a reason why those things are happening, but they will cause, inflammation and physiologic stress on the body just by the nature of there being a deficiency. And then one of the other common causes of physiologic stress on the body is toxins. So these are things like pesticides in our food, herbicides in our food, heavy metals that are coming in through our water, our food sources, our air sources. These toxins overwhelm the system. They create further mineral and nutrient imbalances that lead to a state of physiologic stress. So that's the physiologic physical aspect of that. And so obviously, if we're going to want to address those things and actually feel better, we need to look at underlying sources of infection. Is the reason that I'm having difficulty losing weight because maybe I've got an infection in my gut? Maybe there's, some parasites or dysbiosis. And the way that we would address that is through a comprehensive stool sample. Do I have truckloads of inflammation that's coming in through dietary sources, that's coming in through the food that I'm eating? Do I have inflammation, from other reasons, other things that are going on in my body? Am I infiltrated with toxins? The answer to all three, if you are a female living in America in the 2000s, the 2020s, the answer to that would be yes, because a lot of these things are unavoidable. But that doesn't mean that we can't fix it. So if that's you, I want to encourage you that there are things that you can do to address those particular symptoms. If you're not sure where to start, I would encourage you to go send me a message on Instagram, again, at Abundant Wellness with Andrea, or schedule a breakthrough call with me and we'll go over what's keeping you stuck, what symptoms you're currently having, and where you need to focus your efforts. The other big thing, the elephant in the room when we're talking about chronic stress is the emotional stress. And I'm circling back to that because I think sometimes it's easier to address the physical problems, right? To say, like, oh, I'll just take this supplement here. I'll just, take these herbs over here. And that might be part of the problem, right? But if we don't address our habits that are causing us to stay up way too late at night, our habits that are preventing us from processing our emotions appropriately. So maybe we're avoiding or we are not giving ourselves room to process the emotions, meaning I don't want to touch it. I don't want to open up Pandora's box. I'm not going to talk to anybody about it. I'm not going to go to counseling. I'm not going to journal. We're trying to avoid, right, those emotional stressors, but the fact is that our body still hangs on to all of that stuff. So we have to find better ways to process our emotional stressors. So go back to the beginning of this episode where I helped you to identify what those stressors are, how they are impacting you, and what your current coping mechanisms are. And that's going to help you to come up with an action plan for actually addressing your emotional health, your emotional stressors for the long run. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. For resources, make sure to check the show notes. And as always, if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram at Abundant Wellness with Andrea. Thanks for listening.